One of the popular mitzvahs on Yemei HaPurim, on Purim Day, is the mitzvah Umisholach Manash Ishgareu Matanos Lavyonim, the mitzvah of, known as Sholach Manos, but it's Misholach Manos. And there's a major debate among the Achronim, or it's hard to say a debate when you're talking Trumas Hadesh and a halachic authority and the Manos Halevi, a Kabbalist, but nevertheless, it's not just them, but those are the two famous names. There's a major debate among the Achronim, two schools of thought on what is the nature of the din of Sholach Manos. Everyone agrees to fulfill Sholach Manos, you got to give two gifts to one person, and it's popularly misunderstood that it has to be two separate brachas. That is definitely not true. You can have two of the same, as long as it's two different foods, it does not have to be a different bracha. But I guess that's a good mistake to have, because what I mean by it's a good mistake is that you're still going to fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, if you have two different brachas, there's certainly two different objects, so therefore you're going to cover these, as opposed to having some chumrah which might prevent you from doing the mitzvah. So nevertheless, that's the halacha. And what happens, let's say your husband and wife, you have children, so I could just give one gift. So Rav Schachter says that you should give, if it's a husband and wife, then you should give two. You should each give a Sholach Manos. It doesn't have to be tailor-made with your name on it from who. And if you have three kids, so if you have a family of fives, then you should give five Sholach Manos. But it's what each person is obligated in one Sholach Manos, and it has to be a minimum of two Manos. So they point out that, so what is the reason for the mitzvah? It's a famous Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen writes that the purpose of the mitzvah is that since we have a mitzvah, Chiyav Sudam Purim, everyone has to eat, so besides Matanot Levionim, but we want to do Sholach Manos in order to make enhance, even if you're going to get money at Matanot Levionim, you want to have a festive Suda, even for the Aniyim, and therefore Sholach Manos is not only the poor, but for everyone, in order to have food for the Suda. That's the school of thought of the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Manos HaLevi writes, the purpose is to be Marbe Sholom. In other words, since, as the Medrash tells us, the Gemara Megillah, that when they went to Achashverosh and said, you know, let's get rid of the Jewish people, so he said, you kidding me? I'm not starting up with the Jewish God. So Haman said, don't worry, Yeshnu Amechad, Mefuza, don't worry. The Jews are having machlokas among them. So when the Jews are fighting, God is zero tower. Okay, so I'm in then, if that's the case. So if the whole purpose was because the Jews were fighting, and that brought on the Gzeira, so the effort of the Takana is to be Marbe Sholom L'Reyehu. So that's the two schools of thought on whether the nature of Sholach Manos is Midin Suda or Midin Sholom. My nafka mina, what's the practical difference? Either way, comes Purim time, I'm going to try to fulfill my mitzvah of Mish Sholach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. So there's a famous Rama. In other words, the question is, what happens if someone, let's assume this is the only Sholach Manos you're sending. If you're sending 100, so it doesn't make a difference what happens to a couple of them. Let's assume you offer someone Sholach Manos, and they say, thanks, but no thanks. I don't want to, my wife doesn't want food in the house, or whatever the reasons are. I have enough of them, thank you so much, give it to someone else who needs it more. And you say thanks, but no thanks, and you don't take the Sholach Manos. So the question is, from the person who is giving it, is it an obstacle in fulfilling the mitzvah? Can one fulfill Sholach Manos if he or if it's mishalach manas, and I nix it. So it should be, totally in the machlokas, the trumas hadeshen and the manos levi. So according to the trumas hadeshen, I'll be doing a nice thing, but it's midin suda, so it's midin suda, so it's hard to eat a thank you. So therefore, it'd be a problem. However, according to the Manos HaLevi, so according to the Manos HaLevi, then you did the purpose. You wanted to spread, you wanted to give shalom, and that's what you did. So therefore, according to the Manos HaLevi, it should be a good shalach manas. So how do we paskin? So the Rama paskins, he seems to be working. He writes, "Vim shaleach manas gureyeo v'hu eino rotzei l'kabla an yatsa." So it's mashma, if you assume this lamdis, that he's working with Manos HaLevi, that you are yotze. That's one nafkamina, perhaps. It's if it's midin sholam or midin. It's based on friendship or based on the suda. Another one is, let's say, someone, you get back from shul, you get back from delivering shalach manas, you find this beautiful shalach manas on your doorstep. All the, obviously someone who knows you, likes you, gives you all the good stuff that you like. And the problem is, or I don't know if it's a problem or not, either he never left the card, she never left the card, if the wind blew it away, and you have no idea who sent the shalach manas. So not from your point of view, from the person who left it there, and again, assuming that's their only shalach manas, are they yotze? So it depends. So if according to the Trumas HaDeshen, then it should be definitely a go, because they're leaving you food to eat. It's result-oriented. But according to the Manos HaLevi, one could raise the shaila. On one hand, you know, someone in the community likes me, but perhaps there's a mitzvah that it's a personal thing. They have to know that you like me. You're making shalom. So that'd be, that could depend on the machlokas trumas hadeshen and Manos HaLevi. And another one is, let's say someone sends you a new $1,500 bicycle and the new Apple laptop. So two gifts. Do they get the mitzvah? So again, so according to Trumas HaDeshen, you know, maybe if you sell them, you could get a good tzuda, but you can't eat a bicycle or a computer, or B, you can't order online and you can't drive to the restaurant or to the store, but the bottom line is it's not food. However, according to the Manos HaLevi, you definitely want to make, you're definitely looking to make friends if you give a shalach manas like that. Or perhaps, as the Achronim discussed, let's say you send somebody, on the other extreme, you send someone a little tiny box of no-frill raisins and a no-frills diet cola, diet root beer, who knows, whichever flavor you don't like, and they send it to you unless you do like it. So again, so pashas, if it's midin suda, so that should be enough. If it's midin shola, maybe not looking to make friends with anyone. And then the post I'm talking about could be kafi, it could go by the one who's sending it, the one who's receiving. Like if it's a wealthy person, he sends a cheap shalach manas, it doesn't look like you're looking to make friends. But other hand, poets can talk about, you have to give a shalach manas relative as well to what the person usually has. So that's so those are the two scrolls who are thought, and that's the nafkamina between the two. There's a famous Rabbi Menachem Zemba who points out, where does the source come from? So there's a Gemara about these two schools of thought. So there's a Gemara Megillah, which talks about, they asked the students of Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, what brought about the Usually the purpose of the Navi is to tell you what went wrong. He gives you Masur, and the Jewish people get better. But if you look at the Megillas Esther, we don't find anywhere that it tells us what the mistake was. So the Gemara tells us, they asked the students of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what did Jewish people do that they warranted the Gzeir Lahashma Lahoritz called Yehudim? So of course, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was on the cutting edge of education. So he says, what do you think, Talmidim? And he said, they said, you know what? Because they went to Achashverosh's Suda, and that was supposed to be the beginning of the end, the 70th year. He took out the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash, etc. So he says, very good. But the only problem is, that would only explain the people in Shushan. So the Xerosh had only been on Shushan. Why not everyone else? He says, I'll tell you why. Because during the time of Nebuchadnezzar, when the Jews bowed down to the idols outwardly, like it wasn't really an Avodah Zarah, that's the whole discussion, Rabbi Notam, with the Kashit, with Hananya Mishael of Azariah. You know, wait a minute, they learned that from the frogs, like it's the midst of Kiddush Hashem, so Tosis discussed it, maybe it was just covered, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah over there. So since outwardly, they bowed down to how we gave the Xerah, but they were really saved. So, Rabbi Menachem Zebel points out, we see two aspects of the Kapara, the Tshuva, the Tikkun, is according to the Talmidim, the Sudas Achashverosh, and according to the Rebbe, it's Avodah Zarah. So Rav Menachem Zeb explained, so it's Mida Keneged Mida. So according to the Trumas Hadeshen, he takes the reason Shenenda Misudas Achashverosh. So if the sin was from Sudas Achashverosh, so then the Tikkun has to be with the Suda, a Sudas Mitzvah. However, according to the Manas Halevi, the Shalom, so that's what Chazal tell us, that a person that HaKadosh Baruch has zero tolerance. If you have Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so then he'll have tolerance, so he won't look to punish you, he'll push you off, he'll delay the punishment. We find many generations that they were Oved Avodah Zarah, but since they got along with one another, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed it and tried to give them time to do tshuva. So we know Sholem is the tikkun for Avodah Zarah. So if the sin was Avodah Zarah, so what's the tikkun for Avodah Zarah? Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Sholem, and therefore inviting people over, sending Shaloch Manas out. Those are the two schools of thought. So we had a Machokas, Trumas Adesh, Manas Halevi. If the purpose of Shaloch Manas is Midin Tsuda, Midin Sholem, Nafkamina, an anonymous giver. So according to the Trumas Hadeshen, it's a go, maybe not to Manas Halevi. If you didn't give food, according to the Manas Halevi, it's still good. According to the Trumas Hadeshen, no. If someone, you gave it to them, but they said thanks, but no thanks. So according to the Trumas Hadeshen, maybe not. Manas Halevi, yes. You give something which isn't food, or you give something like no frill raisins, etc. Those are the two schools of thought, different nafkaminas. And we said it's based on Rav Menachem Zemba, the Gemara Megillah, the two schools of thought we find in the Gemara, whether the sin is Shenenda Misudas Achashverosh or is Avodah Zarah. The Trumas Hadeshen is working with the Nenda Misudas Achashverosh, the Tikkun is with the Suda. And Menachem Zemba is working with Avodah Zarah, and therefore the tikkun is Sholem, Bidam Kaveiro, and to increase friendship with the community.